Here's what I want to do. I want to do some three up, three down yesterday. Three good things, three bad things from the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. If you guys will follow along with me, I think you'll probably agree with most of these, Bo, but maybe not. All right, so I'm going to start with the first up. All right, the first up that I feel good about the Falcons yesterday. How about the Atlanta Falcons secondary? We've talked about it all day. Great things going back there. Mike Hughes has played out of his mind. I thought D. Alford had a pretty good game yesterday. Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons, they just continue to be difference makers on the back end with every single thing they do.
Free agency guys.
Free agency guys. Great signings so far. I've been so impressed with what the secondary is.
Yeah, Mike Hughes is a guy that I don't want to say the league giving up on him, but he was a first-round pick, kind of bounce around. He's done nothing but play solid from about halfway through last year when he kind of got healthy and obviously the start of this year. D. Alford is a guy that we talk about Terry Fontenot, and we don't want to give him credit, and we do want to give him credit, and then we want to complain. D. Alford is a guy he found from the Canadian Football League, all right? And D. Alford just came in here. He came in here during the 22 season when you had a ton of injuries in the secondary, and all he's done is literally secure himself as that starting nickel spot. I can't say enough about what D. Alford has done and how he's earned every single thing. Love seeing him play
as
well.
As good as I feel about the secondary, though, here's your first down. I felt that bad about the interior defensive line last night. You got absolutely mowed over by the interior of Kansas City's offensive line to the point where it didn't matter who they put at running back. They weren't getting touched till they were well past the line of scrimmage numerous times. And they were good on third down because the third downs were always like third and two. And then there was nothing the interior defensive line could do in that aspect. As good as I felt about the secondary, interior defensive line didn't feel great about yesterday.
What bothers me is it feels like it's starting to be a trend. Coming into the game, you were allowing 160 yards rushing. Last night, they popped off 128 more.
Yeah, all right, let's go for number two on the upswing. How about this? Bijan's blitz pickup. I know that Dave Archer talked about it with Kirk Cousins. We noticed it a number of times last night, myself and Goforth watching the game. Bijan is probably the most physical player on the team right now. I'm not quote me on that. Bijan is probably the most physical player on the entire roster right now. If you had asked me at this point last year, I'd have told you there's absolutely no way. What a phenomenal job that Bijan did last night in pass protection. It's beautiful to see.
All around back. Yeah. That's what you want your running back to
Three downs. All three downs. Give it all to me.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was going to say the exact same thing. He's as complete a back in the NFL as you'll find right now. I'm not saying he's the only one. I'm saying he's as complete.
All right, let's go to the second down, unfortunately, because it's the flip side of this, and it's third down for the Atlanta Falcons. It was a problem throughout preseason. I kept telling myself, well, it's a bland game plan. It's not Kirk Cousins. It's not even Michael Penix. It's continued to be bad. And when you're going at a 22% clip on third down, you're not going to win many football games. And you honestly look at that metric and you're shocked that you're 1-2 and that you had a chance to win both of the losses. It's kind of crazy to look at. But third down obviously continues to be a black eye in terms of this football team. It's something they have to get figured out. Now,
I think it starts on first down. You have got to have positive games on first down. Too many times this team has a second and 10, second and 11, second and 8. You've got to get 3 to 4 yards on first down, positive gains, and that sets you up to basically your own schedule.
Yeah. This is the third up, all right, the third positive. And I don't know that we are talking enough about it today, and hopefully we will continue to talk about it more throughout the week. How about Darnell Mooney? And I don't even need to read a stat line last night because I understand the fact that what this guy does for this offense is to me, it's the biggest difference. The biggest difference between this year and last year is Darnell Mooney. There's a lot of the same pieces, the Bijan, the Drake London. Obviously, Kirk Cousins is a better decision maker. He struggled at times, though, at the quarterback position for sure because of the injury. The biggest difference to me is Darnell Mooney, and obviously he goes off last night. A number of catches, explosive catches, and what he does for this offense has got to be talked about more, and I plan on doing that on this show, guys. Darnell Mooney, what a Jesse.
You just did. What a Jesse. You stood on the soapbox and you preach.
Just the speed, the what he does to stretch the defense is unbelievable.
Yeah, the speed, he's got the ability to run away from defenders because of his speed. He's a good route runner, and he's a yak guy. He brings all three elements, which you really you had a good route runs last year, but the other two you had no existence of.
The yak, the ability to catch it and run is just a beautiful thing. All right, and then the final down one, unfortunately, we want to finish on a sour note. Short yardage. I mean, dude, this is going on a long time that this team has not been very good. Short yardage offense. We're not built for it, but doesn't mean we can't do some things that are built to the strength of this team. And I'm going to start right now. And, Bo, you know where the campaign's going. We have to start pulling offensive linemen in short yardage. If we're going to be short and small and athletic up front and run wide zone, then when it comes to short yardage, you have got to start pulling players and adding numbers at the point of attack. It's something we don't do. We've got to start doing.
I thought the last 2 years you were better than you are this year. I think, but when you lose guys like Neusel and Dahlman and McGarry, now you do have to get a little bit trickier with things you do. If you think that's pulling guards, you think that's a little bit of a...
How about creative?
A schematic change, yeah. Then yeah, you need to do something. Because if you're without Dahlman and McGarry for an extended amount of time, you're going to have to figure something out.
There you go. That's Mike, though.